Beer Buddies. This week, it's all about manners and etiquette and how to just not be the worst. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, brought to you by Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Arielle Nissenblatt. This episode covers the week of February 3 through 7, 2020. This week's show is brought to us by Buzzsprout, a platform that helps you start a podcast of your own. We're also supported by the Pit Lane Parley Podcast. Say that three times fast. Pit Lane Parley Podcast, Pit Lane Parley Podcast, Pit Lane Parley Podcast. You get the point. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. This show is just that. I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes chosen. We'll also share some podcast industry news from the Inside Podcasting newsletter. First, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is How to Not Be the Worst. The curator is James Smithson. Here's why James chose this theme. He writes, "These days, couldn't we all use a little more politeness in our lives?" Here are the podcasts and episodes chosen by James. Monday's episode comes from Were You Raised by Wolves? And is called Clinking Glasses, Making Eye Contact on the Subway, Tipping Tow Truck Drivers, and More. It's 34 minutes long. Here are the episode contents according to the podcast's show notes. They'll cover the amuse-bouche, toasting etiquette, a question of etiquette, New York City etiquette, including walking, umbrellas, subways, delis, and taxis. Questions from the wilderness. Should you give guests tours of your home? Should you tip your tow truck driver? I have a friend trying to lose weight, and I gave him a shirt that's the size of his goal. Was this okay? Vent or repent, arriving at an exercise class late. Tune in for more from this podcast. Tuesday's episode comes from Awesome Etiquette and is called Thank You, Oops. It's 44 minutes long. On today's show, Dan and Lizzie take your questions on escalating bad behavior. Can the mother of the groom wear black? Addressing adults formally and mistakes in thank you notes. Plus your most excellent feedback, etiquette salute, and a postscript segment on having perspective in the world of etiquette. Wednesday's episode comes from Schmanners and is called Beer, Ales. It's 48 minutes long. Here's the description. Hello, Internet. This week is all about beer and specifically ales. We'll take you through the history and the different types. Thursday's episode comes from Mind Over Manners and is called Gift Etiquette. It's 10 minutes long. Picking the perfect gift can be challenging, but receiving one can sometimes be even harder. What do you say when you get a gift that you just don't like? Kim Wadsworth joins the conversation to answer all of our gift-giving and receiving questions. Friday's episode is from Improper Etiquette and is called Twerking on a Corpse. It's 59 minutes long. Here's the description. We're back! Today we have the whole gang in studio to discuss the hard work that goes into running a trade show, and Laura catches us up on all the behind-the-scenes work she's been doing for this year's ENVSN Fest. Leah and Tiff share their horrible experiences working as stylists. We discuss men who do their eyebrows, 90 Day Fiancé, pets getting older, Jessica Simpson shoes, Irish Dick Chamber, and the importance of Law & Order SVU. Those are the podcast recommendations chosen by James for this week's theme, How to Not Be the Worst. You can find these episodes and listen to them as a playlist on Podchaser. Just go to podchaser.com and type in How to Not Be the Worst into the search bar, and the playlist will be right there for your enjoyment. Join the discussion of this week's theme by using the hashtag MannersSchmanners. Next, let's discuss what's going on in the podcast world. Here are some headlines from this week in the industry, brought to us by the Inside Podcasting newsletter as of Thursday, January 30th, 2020. First story. I want to end by saying that this was one of the more difficult and, on my part, least successful interviews I've ever done. That's Alec Baldwin in a postscript to his podcast interview with Jody Cantor and Megan Toohey, the investigative journalist who broke the Weinstein story in the New York Times. During the interview, the reporters turned the tables on their host, pressing him on why he appeared unbothered by multiple accusations of sexual harassment against his friend, Hollywood screenwriter James Toback. Baldwin went on to say that as a result of the conversation, he will invite Glenn Whipp, the Los Angeles Times reporter who broke the Toback story, to be a guest on his show. Next, I'm very excited to report this story. If you've been listening to Feedback with Earbuds for a while, you know that we love Podchaser. Here goes. Podchaser, which is creating an IMDb-like database for podcasters and fans, has announced $1.65 million in seed funding from investors including High Alpha Capital and Hyde Park Venture Partners. In a blog post, High Alpha explained their decision to invest in the company. Quote, "Our investment in Podchaser reflects not only our belief that podcasting is a medium well-suited to the 21st century, but also our belief in Bradley, Cole, Ben, Ryan, and the whole team at Podchaser," end quote. You can check out Podchaser and create a user profile at podchaser.com. Next, Gimlet founder-turned-Spotify executive Alex Blumberg has published a five-part series about how to craft great audio stories called Gimlet Academy. Originally created as a guide for Gimlet employees, the podcast is now available to the wider world. Quote, "It takes the most important lessons my friends, colleagues, and I in the podcasting biz have learned over our many decades doing this work and distills them into five easy-to-digest, fun-to-listen-to podcast episodes," says Blumberg. And the last story of the day. The Onion has reported that its newly launched podcast, The Topical, has made eyeballs obsolete. Quote, "Whether you now choose to have your eyeball surgically detached, dash your eyeballs out upon a stone, or shove your eyeballs down into the sockets of your skull using the firmly applied pressure of both thumbs is totally up to you," reads the story. If you love The Onion's fake true crime podcast, A Very Fatal Murder, then this is right up your alley. Those are some of the top podcast industry-related stories for this week. We'll be back next week with some more. Inside Podcasting is a thrice weekly newsletter written by Sky Pillsbury. You can receive it and read it in your inbox by going to inside.com/podcasting. Now on to our sponsors. Thank you to Buzzsprout for sponsoring this week's show. If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you've probably thought about starting your own show. Podcasting is super fun, but it can feel overwhelming if you don't know how to get started. That's where Buzzsprout comes in. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch a professional podcast. In fact, it's so good that they've already helped 100,000 people launch their own shows. Buzzsprout will get your show into every major podcasting platform like Apple, Spotify, CastBox, and Google Podcasts. You also get a great-looking website, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and so much more. And if you follow the link in the show notes, you'll get a $20 Amazon gift card when you sign up for any paid plan. And thank you to Pit Lane Parley. Pit Lane Parley is the podcast for unbiased IndyCar and sports car related news, interviews, and live coverage at each and every race. From president of the series Jay Fry, champion Joseph Newgarden, and up-and-coming drivers like Pato O'Ward, Pit Lane Parley will make you a racing fan if you aren't one, will turn a casual fan into a hardcore one, and will keep hardcore fans wanting more. Find Pit Lane Parley on all podcast platforms, their website, pitlaneparley.com, and on all social media at pitlaneparley. That's Pit Lane, P-A-R-L-E-Y. Did you know that you can advertise with us too? And we'll make it work with your budget. Send an email to earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. That's all for today. We say the word podcast a bunch on this show. We share the number of times at the bottom of each show. This week, it was 43 times. Head to our social media to find links to the episodes we mentioned. We're on Twitter at EarbudsPodCall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every Sunday night. This show is written and produced by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. Like our music? Our theme is by the amazingly talented Matthew Sweeto. Check out MatthewSweetoMusic.com for your own music solutions, or reach out on Instagram at Matthew Sweeto. That's S-W-E-D-O. Thank you for tuning in. If you like what we do, let us know by leaving a review on Apple or a comment on CastBox. Are you headed to Podcast Movement Evolutions in Los Angeles? Draw me a line. Let's meet up. Are you still listening? Love that. If you're in Los Angeles, join us for our third birthday-versary in February. You heard that right. Earbuds Podcast Collective is turning 3. More information at https://bit.ly2tbjcze. That's bit.ly/2tvjcze. Or just make it easier for yourself and search Eventbrite Earbuds Third Birthday on Google. Those are the keywords. Hope to see you there. We'll have lots of snacks, drinks, networking, and sponsors, and opportunities for you to meet lots of cool podcast people in Los Angeles and beyond. Catch you next time. Happy listening.